With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Relief is on the way in the form of over $2 trillion in relief from the impact of the COVID-19 coronavirus. Nearly $50 billion of that is earmarked for the USDA, which will spread the wealth among different ag sectors. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says one of the challenges involves getting H-2A visas processed at the border for ag workers.
There have been, I understand, some staffing issues at some of the offices in Mexico because of just individuals in the State Department maybe being ill themselves, but we're addressing those. And we're watching that very carefully to make sure that our labor force is, as the spring continues and workloads increase, that we have the necessary legal labor force.
Newhouse says labor was an issue even before the coronavirus came along.
I'm hopeful that we even still have an opportunity to continue forward with reforming the agricultural labor issues, that we were able to get a bill through the House, and we're hoping that the Senate can take up that issue and move it forward.
Newhouse says he appreciates everyone along the supply chain.
I want to thank everybody that also is critical to getting us through this, from store clerks in the grocery to farm workers, all our first responders, and all of those people that are stepping up and making sure that America continues to operate as well as we can. I want everyone to join me in thanking them for their service to our community.
He says the bill ensures our ag industry can continue to produce the food and supports the small businesses that are the backbone of our local economies.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.